We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school boys track and field. Gene Johnson is the head coach for the Tri-Center boys here on KSOM. And, Coach, how do you feel about your track and field team as you get now pretty close to conference meet and only a few weeks away from districts?
Yeah, we feel really we're really happy. You know, we're healthy. We're running some nice times. We're improving, and the kids have some great attitudes. So we are real happy with where we're at.
Well, let's talk about the relays first. Which one of your relays you feel like is furthest along at this point in the season?
Well, we're pretty excited about our 4x4. It's got 2 seconds to go from getting the school record. We've been taking off about a second a week. So in that record, it's 1989, so the guys are pretty excited about going after that and getting that record.
Talk a little. Talk about those four guys that have been running there and how they've been progressing throughout the year.
Yeah, so it's really kind of a combination of five guys. Carter Kunze is our quarter miler, and is our strongest quarter miler. He's a senior, and he's doing just a terrific job. He's going to play football next year at Grandview. We have another senior, AJ Peters, another just really good athlete. He's going to play football at Midland Luther. Brennan Bowden, another senior, he's going to run cross country and track up at Iowa Central Community College. And then we've got Lincoln Thomas and AJ Harder, and both of them are just terrific athletes, hard workers. They all have great attitudes. So we're still trying to determine out of those five who our best four is, but they all have a great attitude. They all know how to compete, and they're doing a great job.
And it'll be a great moment when they finally get to that school record. You got to only think it's only a matter of time.
Yep.
No pun intended.
Right.
What about your other relays? Where do you think some of those are, and how are you progressing there?
Yeah, our other strong relays are probably the sprint medley. And same deal. We're only a few seconds from a school record in that. It's a school record we got, I think, in 2016, 2015. But it's got Carter Kunze running the quarter again. It's got AJ Peters running the 200. And then we've got two other seniors, Brenton Kramer and Zach Nelson, that do the 100 for that. And same deal. It's a competitive group. It's a group of guys that, were very good football players and contributed to a state championship. It's really no huge surprise that they're competing in the sprint medley.
Right. Let's look at some of the running events. How is Haven Weirs looked? He's only a freshman, but how has he looked in the long distance runs?
Excellent. You know, we just had a track meet up at Denison last week with some really good competition, and he won both the mile and the 2 mile. He's coming in first or second in those two events at just about every meet. And most of the kids who are beating him are seniors. So he's doing a terrific job, especially for a freshman.
And in mid-distance, I mean, Brendan Bowden, he's run a little bit in the 1 mile, but mostly he's your fastest in the 800. That seems to be his best event there individually. How has he proceeded in there?
Yeah, he's running about a 206, 207 right now. We're hoping that he can shave a few of those seconds off. And, yeah, you're right. We've kind of focused mainly because of the way track meet's set up and with how competitive our 4x4 is. We just haven't ran him in the mile very much because it's too quick of a turnaround. But he's a competitor, and he's doing a great job. It's just a really good kid overall.
And what can you say? I mean, you seem like you're deeper in the sprints area. Who's in the 100, 200, 400? Who have been some of the standouts there in the open events?
Yeah, I mean, we start with Carter Kunze. He's won, or he's come in top three in a lot of track meets we've been at in the 400-meter dash, as well as the long jump. Zach Nelson, AJ Peters, Brenton Kramer, Anthony Sage, and Nolan Kunze, they're all juniors or seniors, and again, just terrific contributors and competitors, and they've been doing a great job of improving. And Coach Irwin, my assistant, works with our sprinters, and she just does an awesome job of techniques and fundamentals with them.
And then you got a lot of young kids throwing this year in the shot put and discus. How have they progressed throughout the year?
They're improving. They're not quite ready to place consistently, although Alex Wohlheter and Mason Abel have both placed at, you know, about eighth or sixth at a couple of our track meets. Alex Wohlheter is a shot putter, and Mason Abel is a disc thrower. But, you know, this year is more about fine-tuning that technique and improving, and hopefully in the next couple of years after a summer in the weight room and just maturing, they can start, you know, getting that technique to placing.
So how important is this coming week now for you and your guys?
Well, these next 3 weeks are, you know, kind of what we build towards. You know, the Ottawa meet, which is where we're at next Tuesday, they run a terrific meet. A lot of great schools are there. It's a big co-ed. So we'll get an idea of just how good some of our relays or individuals are. And then, you know, conference and the state qualifying meet, you know, we want to make sure we have our most competitive teams and have them ready to go and hopefully get a few events to state.
How do you break down the Western Iowa Conference meet, which will be in Trainer this year? We plan on being there and covering it on KSOM, broadcasting live from there. I mean, just when I look at the boys' side, I can't tell who the favorite is. I mean, what do you see from that meet and how tough that's going to be?
Yeah, I mean, this year, the times this year have just been outstanding. You know, like I said, we're 2 seconds away from breaking a 4x4 record that's been there since 1989. And both Riverside and IKM Manning have 4x4 teams that are faster than that team was in 1989. So it's great competition up and down. I mean, I think Riverside has a really special group of both sprinters and distance kids going through right now. And Coach Oliver does an awesome job. You know, I have a lot of respect for the IKM Manning program. They've got some great kids and they do a great job up there. Underwood always has just athletes and they do an awesome job. So, I mean, and then Trainer has some just outstanding sprint records. I don't know who's going to win, but I've got a good feeling that there's going to be some conference meet records that fall this year, especially on the boys' end.
It's going to be incredible, and we'll be there covering it on KSOM with live reports and interviews throughout the evening. Coach, really appreciate your time, and we'll see you on in Trainer on May 6th. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
As Gene Johnson, head coach for Tri-Center Boys Track and Field, with us here on KSOM.